Revelation chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Christ addressing the church in Thyatira. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching, this is Jezebel's teaching, and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come. Revelation chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. Christ is coming back. Hold on until I come. But he's also coming in judgment, unless this church repents. You remember, they're tolerating this woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. Her teaching misleads God's people. Some are buying into it there, into sexual immorality and idolatrous practices. God has given her, Christ has given her time to repent, but she's unwilling. And therefore he's going to visit in judgment. And all the churches will know that Christ is the great searcher and the judge. And then this text. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, and so on. You see, another way of describing this. You can hear the talk, can't you? Here is Christ describing Jezebel, her teaching leading to immorality, sexual immorality, idolatry, and so on. And you can hear what they're saying. Oh, no, these are the deep secrets. This is the higher truth. This is the new light and all the rest of it. These are the words that are used. They have been used in history. We have more light. We have better teaching. We have clearer, new revelation and so on. But Christ says it's satanic. If it hasn't come from me, it's satanic. Now, this is stark, but this is the truth, isn't it? Any departure from Scripture, the apostolic gospel, the gospel Christ brought, the new covenant instituted by Christ and expounded and applied by the apostles in Scripture, any deviation from that must come from Satan. Whatever posh terms are used, whatever glowing encomiums are listed upon it, you know, higher truth, new light, better insights and all that kind of stuff. No, no. Satanic. Deep secrets. No, satanic. Satanic. That's the real word. Deep secrets indeed. You have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets. No. Now, these people, they've not bought into it. The trouble was at Thyatira, the church was tolerating it. But clearly there were some who were not at all going along with this. They had not adopted this teaching. They had not gone into these practices. They had stood aloof. They had stood away from it. What does Christ say to them? Well, of course, he wants the church to discipline, and he's going to rebuke this church. He is rebuking this church for tolerating this evil. No, no, says Christ. You're not going to go that way. No, you're not going to go down her path, but you should not tolerate it. But what can you do? What can the righteous do when these foundations are being destroyed? What can they do here? You can hold on to the truth. Only hold on to what you have. Don't go into her system. All right, you've refused it. Now hold on to the gospel. Despite the fervor, the activity, the frenzy all about you, and there will be that kind of frenzy, despite their language, ah, we've got the deep secrets, you're shallow believers, you're second class, but we're the first class, despite all that derision, despite all that mockery, all that activity on the other side, don't join in, don't encourage it. Don't tolerate it, reject it, stand for my truth. Now, these are terrible decisions. Terrible decisions, but it's like Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Ask for the old paths, the good way, and walk therein. Make your position known. How long this church will survive under such conditions is anybody's guess. But of course it did not survive. Christ came in judgment and removed the candlestick. But I will not impose on you any other burden. Hold on. It is a burden. Isn't it sad when church life becomes a burden? When it becomes a sorrow. But this is the way of it. How terrible these decisions must have been. People are involved. It's not just doctrine. It should be a joy, though. But when these things arise, these awful decisions about people and doctrine, and you'll hear the phrase, "Ah, well, it's just people's personality." Well, of course it's people's personality. We're all personalities, but it's the truth that counts. These people have gone into error. Stand with the truth, the gospel, as revealed in the scriptures from Christ and the apostles, of course, building on the Old Testament. Hold on to that until Christ comes. Brother and sister, if you can do no more, then hold on to the truth. However terrible, however difficult, however burdensome this may be, it is a burden, but Christ will give us grace and strength. These are solemn words. These are serious words. These decisions come to us all. It seems to be hard to be in the minority, to be standing alone. But may we stand with those who will hold to the old, that good path, the old way, and walk therein. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to all this evil teaching, this satanic teaching, this so-called deep secret teaching, only hold on to what you have until I come. Christ will put it all right. But of course, churches have a responsibility not to tolerate this and to discipline. But even where that collapses, my friend, especially when that collapses, may we still hold on to the truth of Christ. Christ will hold on to us. May we hold on to him.